Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, most ghost hunts end with a few strange stories and a lot of unanswered questions. This one left an entire group wondering if they'd gotten a little too close to whatever was haunting the hotel.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. You know, we love to hear real ghost stories around here. That's what it's all about. So if you've got one and you would like to share it with us, we would like that very much. You can call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You could write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'll read it. And if you want to get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you need to become a premium subscriber. And you can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. And Harper, how's everything?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good. How are you?
Great. How's summer going for you?
So good. I have been enjoying just relaxing, catching up on sleep that I missed.
Isn't it nice?
It's been very fun.
You got a swimming pool you can hang out at.
Been definitely spending a lot of time there recently.
Yeah, it's just a different feeling.
It is. It's just like a big feeling of calm, and yeah. I love it.
Yes, and then when you go back to school next year, it's going to be a place you're more excited about being, which that's awesome.
I'm so excited for next year. I'm going to be on the debate team. I'm going to be doing tennis. I'm going to be doing theater. It's going to be great. And I am just so excited.
Years ago, I dated a guy who had done forensics in high school. So he did all the debates and everything. And I think, actually, come to think of it, I think he did it in college as well. Mm-hmm. It was so annoying because anytime we had a disagreement, it turned into a debate. And I'm like, you are debating. Like, you've got your position and you are defending it. Like, I have a position as well. This is where you kind of compromise and you listen to what the other one's saying. This is not, you're not competing against me. I'm not the neighboring high school.
Yeah.
Like, it was so annoying and he did it all the time. Everything would turn into a debate with him. I'm like, I can't date you. I can't live like this. Super annoying because you always have to be right because that's your position that you're defending. But I think you'll be great at debate. I think you'll
given the context of the conversation, that's either good or bad.
Well, my point being that debate is a debate. Like you go do that thing. It's different in real life. You don't debate regular people like the person you're dating or your dad, you know, there's some of those tactics you can throw in. Mm-hmm. I get how if you're having an argument with someone or it's, you know, you're not agreeing. I get how you could go into debate mode. Get that.
Yeah.
But you're not defending that one topic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more back and forth.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. I think you'll do great at debate, though.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited to be on debate, and it's going to be so fun. I'm excited that the school I'm going to has a junior debate team that allows me to be able to do it, even though I am only going into the eighth grade.
And then do they have theater department, or is that going to be like extra, like outside of school?
They do have a theater department, as opposed to my last school that just had a club. So I'm excited about that. That'll be very fun.
Okay, awesome. So I can catch a production from you down the road.
You sure can. And I'm sure it will be a little bit more well done than the previous one.
It's good experience. You know what? I went to a show last night where several things went wrong. And I felt bad because several of my good friends were in the show and I felt bad for them. But it's like nothing you can do. That was what you had to deal with and move on.
Yeah.
They had some problems with quite a few things, actually. But it was kind of funny for me to watch. But I know for them it was mortifying.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a comedy, so they were able to make light of some things. And
so, it's live theater. Things are going to go wrong.
And they did last night, like about everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about this ghost story today. So this is kind of a creepy story.
Okay.
It's about a ghost hunt. And they dealt with some stuff that night. So here is the story.
I've just recently started listening to your show, and I love it. I have a story to tell you guys. It's not really one story in particular. It's actually a chain of events that me and my friends witnessed when we went to, I guess, adventure this Ramada Inn in the small town of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. We usually go around trying to find the best stories we can on the internet, and what we like to try to do is go and visit those places and see what we can pick up. This one particular one, like I said, was at the Ramada Inn in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And the ghost we were trying to, I guess, the main ghost we went there to try to explore and see if we can contact, his name was Walter. And he stayed on the fourth floor. I can't remember the room number. I think it was room 411. It was me and four other friends, so it was five of us. And we actually got the front hotel clerk to believe that we were from the college in the area, the Marion University in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. We got him to believe that we were doing a study, or not a study, but a documentary on the hauntings of the hotel. And they believed us, so they gave us a discount in the room, and all five of us stayed in this room. So right when we got up to the room, I like to add, right when we got off the elevator, as soon as we get out of the elevator, me and my brother, we're the ones who usually have, I guess, a soft spot for this type of thing. And right away, we feel lightheaded. Right after we get off the elevator, we both feel lightheaded at the same time. We enter this room. We had about five cameras. We had night vision. We had voice recorders capturing the EVPs we might have heard. Now, right when we got in the room, one of our buddies, he sat by the window, which was right next to a closet in the corner of the room, is where Walter is said to hang himself. I guess what the story is, one of the reasons he hung himself is because that was one of Al Capone's spots, the gangster from all over the Midwest. That was one of his spots, and Walter was a wanted man, so I guess he decided to hang himself in that room. So we stayed in that room, and before we went to, I guess, adventure, all the other ghosts, as you could say, all the ghosts that they had in this hotel, we decided to charge all of our cameras. Like I said, we have five. And as we're charging all of our cameras, we're all, you know, having a normal conversation. And then it was dark. We didn't turn the lights on in the room. So the only lights were the lights coming from the charging ports and the charging cords for the cameras. And one of my buddies says, he's the one sitting in the chair next to where Walter hung himself. He said, "Guys, I don't really feel good." And then he's like, "I actually feel kind of sad," which was weird. So my brother picked up the night vision goggles we had, and he looked at him. And he came to realize that our friend, he was crying. He was crying in the corner. He said he felt really sad. He didn't know why. It just came upon him all of a sudden. He was crying. He didn't sound like it, but tears were rolling down his face. He just said he felt really sad, and we thought it was weird. So we sat in the room waiting for the cameras to charge for about a good half an hour, 45 minutes. And the first thing we were going to do, we was going to go down to the ballroom where this newlywed couple was set to hang themselves in the middle of the ballroom. So as we're walking down the back stairwell of this hotel, Mind you, all of our chargers are fully, all of our cameras were fully charged, and we made sure that before we left, we're walking down this stairwell down to where the ballroom was. And simultaneously, everybody's camera, each camera we had, they all died. They all died in the same exact moment. It was like a chain reaction. Someone mentioned theirs was dying, and then another one of our people from our group mentioned theirs was dying. Eventually, all of them did die, which was very weird. I mean, we felt like something was in the hall at the stairwell with us as well. And it, you know, it just adds up to the reason our cameras were dying. And so we get to this ballroom. It's actually locked. So we go to the hotel clerk and we tell them we're trying to investigate the ballroom because there is said to be a newlywed couple that died in there, and he confirmed that it was an actual thing that happened there. And so we each took a different, he unlocked the door, went in the ballroom, and we kind of split up. It's a big room, so we each, I guess, took a table. There was about 30 tables in this ballroom, and we each sat in our own little spot. My brother was in the very back of it. I sat kind of towards the front entrance, and we had other people and on the west and east walls. And my brother, I hear him, you know, he's over there, and he's like, he says real loud, "Holy shit." And I'm like, "Well, what happened?" He's like, "Dude, come over here." So, like, I get up, I walk over there, you know, I'm walking slowly. And as I walked underneath where this couple was said to hang themselves, as I walked underneath from where this supposedly happened, I just felt this big, again, it felt like someone dumped ice water on me. You know, that's how cold I got. Not literally water, but I got so cold where, you know, if you take a shower and the water turns cold, you have to take that very deep breath like you're in shock. And that's how it was. And I can actually see my breath as I'm breathing. And I'm walking over to him, and I feel nothing but fear at this point, you know, because I'm scared. But I feel this very, very, very cold chill. And I get to him, and he's like, "Dude, I just heard someone." He told me he just heard someone try to talk to him, but he couldn't make out what they said. And so we're sitting there, we're kind of listening for this voice to appear again, and we didn't hear it. But in the southeast corner of this ballroom is a kitchen. So as we're listening for this voice to say whatever they said, or trying to contact this voice that he heard, we hear dishes clanging in the ballroom. And we jumped up, we went over to see what it was, shined our flashlights, nothing was there. Nothing that we could see, at least. But we can feel present that we're, you know, that we were being watched. We can feel something with us, so it wasn't just us. And we were in the ballroom for about a good 2 hours. We experienced a couple of things, but those things that I told you were the most significant things that we've experienced. So, you know, we got a little tired. We decided to go back to our room to take a nap. Like I said, there was 5 of us, and there was only one queen-size bed. So my brother and my buddy that was crying in the corner, they ended up laying on the floor. And three others of us tried to get some sleep on the bed. Well, I was on the edge of the bed, and it was so crowded that the only way for me to be comfortable is to let, you know, my arm hang off the bed. Everybody eventually falls asleep, except me. I can't sleep because, you know, I can't sleep anywhere where it's not my house. It's hard for me to fall asleep. But as I'm trying to go to sleep, I feel someone brush against my arm, like their fingertips rub my arm. And, you know, I pull my arm back real fast. You know, I thought maybe it was someone messing with me on the floor. And mind you, they were at the foot of my bed, not next to the bed. They're at the foot of the bed. So for them to rub my arm and for me to look and see if anybody was there, there's no way they could have made it back to where they were in time without me seeing them. So, you know, I know I was just touched by something, and it freaked me out. And, you know, so I just tried to go back to sleep. And as I'm trying to go to sleep, I hear my brother. He goes, "What was that?" He says to my friend, "What was that?" He's talking to himself, actually. "What was that?" Like, he saw something. And my other buddy on the floor, he's like, "You saw that too?" And mind you, we all think each other's sleeping. I guess I wasn't the only one that couldn't sleep. And he's like, you saw that too? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I saw that. And you know, I get up. I'm like, what you guys see? He said, dude, I swear to God, an orb just flew over our head. He said, an orb just flew over our head. And because I was, you know, touched on the arm while I was trying to sleep, me, I don't usually get scared, but I had this huge feeling of fear. You know, I was so scared, like something was standing behind me. If I would have turned around, I would have saw something. And I was so scared, I actually just left and I went home. I lived a couple blocks from the hotel at the time. I lived in Fond du Lac during this time for about a 4-year period. So, you know, I was so terrified, I just went home. I didn't want any part of it. And, you know, it was crazy. It was a good night to remember for us. So, yeah, I just figured I'd call in, have a long drive home, and let you guys know a little bit of my story. I have plenty more stories, but that's for another day. All right, I just figured I'd call in and tell you guys a little about my story. Hope you liked it, and hope to hear it on your show soon. Thank you. Bye.
That was some really creepy stuff.
Oh, that gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm glad that we did this during the day and not at night, as
yes.
far as recording times, so you don't yes. have to go to bed and think about that. Would you have left at that point? When he left, I'd have left. I'd have been with him. Like, you're seeing orbs, something just touched you. You've had all these experiences all night. Person can only take so much. I'd be like, I am out of here.
I think I would have stayed out of curiosity.
I wonder, because he said that he left. I wonder if the activity kept going after he left.
I wonder.
Or if it just kind of ended with that and the guys were like, dude, you left and nothing else happened. So it went with him, or it was just like, okay, we're done. We've tormented these poor guys long enough.
Yeah, that might be it.
But I looked that hotel up. And it is a creepy looking hotel. It's old. It was built in the 1920s and it's still in operation. They've remodeled it and turned it into what looks like to be a really nice hotel.
Ooh.
Hotel Retlaw, I think, is the same hotel because I Googled it and it was like Haunted Ramada Fond du Lac. And so this popped up and it was like Walter Schroeder, the person responsible for building the hotel, continues to haunt the establishment, is what this says. He was a generous person, also a philanthropist, and supposedly murdered in the hotel. And they say where he has remained. And then they have Paranormal Incident Center in room 717. They've heard screams coming from that room. This is creepy. Hotel staff tried to unlock the door, but they were unable to. The screaming continued, and the door was moving as if someone was kicking it from inside. This is from the website hauntedrooms.com.
I don't like that at all.
They were finally able to open the door. It was empty. Guests who have stayed in the room have reported their hair being pulled, television channels changing, lights and faucets turning on and off. And there was banging on the wall. Others, guests reported disembodied male voices, humming, phantom footsteps, unseen bodies bumping into people. A redheaded woman in a white bathrobe disappearing into walls. Now this...
Ooh, that's scary.
Oh, God, you just creeped me out. Oh, my God.
Barely Satan, Mario.
It was like Satan showed up all of a sudden.
I'm sorry to make a little appearance today. You know, just, been busy down here in the underworld, but I thought I'd just come by and wish you a good day. Like a good neighbor, Satan is there.
I thought that Arbor was possessed.
No, I'm not possessed.
Wait till you listen back to this. Talk. You're going to be like, oh, my God. What happened? I'm like, oh, my God, you just turned into Reagan from The Exorcist.
Well, let's hope that gave a few listeners a little air. Oh,
my God. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Satan. Bye. Oh, my God. Bye. That made me laugh. You have got to hear that back. That was funny. Okay. Now I don't remember where I was. But anyway, now the hotel looks super nice and updated and everything, but I would assume it's still haunted.
We should put that hotel on the list for the many places we'll haunted places we'll go.
I hope you have a list.
Carol and Harper Cross Country Ghost Tour.
Yes, that'd be so fun. We'll take my dog. He'd love it.
Yes.
We'll only stay in dog-friendly places. It's going to be a blast.
And we'll go investigating and we'll get like years worth of content.
And my dog will be so scared because he's scared of everything. Let's go on to our next story. And this says, I worked at an assisted living center, and one of the stranger things that happened there involved an empty room and a call light that kept going off when nobody was inside. The room had belonged to a resident who had passed away not long before I started working there. It sat empty for a few weeks while everything was being cleaned out and prepared for the next resident. At first, I didn't think much about it. When the call light went off, I assumed somebody from housekeeping or maintenance had accidentally triggered it and forgotten to reset it. First time I went down there, the room was completely empty. I reset the light, went back to work. A few days later, it happened again. Then it happened another time the following week. It wasn't happening constantly, but it happened often enough that I started recognizing the room number whenever it appeared on the panel. One evening, I mentioned it to another aide I worked with pretty often. She immediately knew which room I was talking about and told me it had been doing the same thing on her shifts. Maintenance had checked it more than once, couldn't find anything wrong. What stood out to me was that no other room in the building seemed to have that problem. The conversation stuck with me because up until then, I had assumed it was some simple issue that just hadn't been fixed yet. Finding out other people were seeing the same thing made me pay a little more attention. A couple weeks later, I was working an evening shift when the call light went off again. I remember being annoyed because we were busy and I figure I was about to walk all the way down to the end of the hall just to reset that same light again. When I opened the door, I could have sworn I smelled perfume. Not a strong smell, just enough that I really noticed it. The room had been empty for several weeks by then. There weren't any flowers in there, no one visiting. Housekeeping was gone for the day. I remember standing there and for a second trying to figure out where the smell was coming from. The best I can describe it is it smelled like the kind of perfume an older woman might wear, a light floral scent. I reset the call light, looked around the room, and left. By the time I got back to the desk, I was already questioning myself. Maybe somebody had walked by wearing perfume. Maybe it drifted in from another room. Maybe I only thought I smelled it. Later that night, I mentioned it to the same coworker. She said she had never noticed a perfume smell herself, but agreed the call light situation was definitely weird. Neither of us really had an explanation. The room stayed empty for another couple of weeks. The call light continued to go on and off every now and then. Not every day, not every shift, just often enough that people would roll their eyes when the room number showed up again. Then a new resident moved in. So I started paying attention because I was curious whether the call light would keep doing it, and it didn't. From the day she moved into that room, the call light worked exactly the way it was supposed to. If it went off, it was because she needed something. I worked there for a couple more years after that. I never saw that room randomly activate a call light again. The room sat empty after a resident passed away, and during that time, the call light kept going off. Even though maintenance couldn't find anything wrong with it, somebody new moves in, and the problem seemed to just disappear. I hope I hear this one on the show. Thanks for reading it, Evie. So, not like overwhelming, oh my God, that's paranormal. But I think the weird thing to that story is it was happening and then somebody moved in and now it's working fine.
Yeah.
Because it seems like weird. It would still randomly be going off at random times.
You'd think, right?
And then people would go in and then the resident would be like, I didn't touch the call button. I don't know what you're talking about.
I would be questioning and interrogating that resident. I'd be like, why does it work when you're around?
Obviously, it's been you this whole time. Oh, no, it couldn't have been. But then the weird perfume smell, do you think, I kind of think that she did smell some kind of weird perfume, because sometimes out of the blue, has that ever happened to you? You're just like, oh my gosh, cigarette smoke, or oh my gosh, random perfume smell.
Oh yeah, all the time.
I think that's strange when that happens. And she wasn't, she just opened the door or walked in the room and it's like, oh, perfume. And I get why, because I've done it before. I'm like, am I smelling smoke? Am I smelling this or that? I get how you can imagine a smell. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't, she just walked in a room. She's not thinking anything. Oh, I got to go shut that call light off because obviously nobody's in that room. Nobody needs me. Whoa, the thing perfume. Is,
smells are so distinct in the way, like when you smell something, you know you smell something.
Yeah.
There's no like, what if? It's not like when you see something, you're not like questioning it afterwards. Like, you smell it. You definitely smell it.
So then what do you think? Something paranormal or a glitch in the call light system?
Honestly, it could. I could go either way. Electricity is weird. The perfume thing I cannot explain, but electricity works in weird ways.
I'm going to go paranormal just because it happened when no one was in the room after the resident had died, and it stopped when another resident moved in. That's what makes me think it's paranormal. And the random perfume smell added in is just like the cherry on the top of that paranormal story. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber. Get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.